It's now time for the KGRG News, bringing you everything you need to know about what's going on in the South Sound and beyond. 89.9 KGRG.
Good afternoon. It's 4:34, and I'm Bruno McNasty with the KGRG FM News. Trouble in the Ukraine. Russia has a long history of sending troops into its satellite regions in order to crush local rebellion, as shown in Prague in 1968 and Afghanistan in 1979. So it's no surprise that Russia has sent troops into Ukraine in an attempt to quell the popular uprising that recently sent the Ukrainian president into exile. Russian embassies around the world have been sending out tweets denying that Russian forces have even been deployed, while troops continue to pour into Ukraine's airports and spreading throughout its territory. Confrontations between naval and army units have yet to spark violence, but Russian forces continue to seize naval units, army weapons, and barracks facilities throughout Ukraine.
Yeah, I heard they sent in about a good like 5,000 or 10,000 troops into Ukraine.
I heard 16,000. It's a big country, takes a lot of folks.
Yep, there you go.
In other news, the combined costs for the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are expected to reach between $4 and $6 trillion by the time the final costs are tallied. Linda J. Bilmes, a public policy professor at Harvard, has computed this figure, which includes repairs to the infrastructure of the three countries involved, with most of the U.S. costs coming from increased military benefits and long-term health costs for those who served in these conflicts. Also increasing the long-term costs was that the money was borrowed up front to fight the wars, adding $2 trillion to the American debt, or roughly 20% of all debt accrued between 2001 and 2012. Stephen Friedman, a senior White House official, left government in 2002 after irking his colleagues after publicly estimating that the Iraq war could end up costing up to $200 billion. As a point of comparison, the U.S. government was still writing family and survivors' benefit checks to relatives of the Civil War veterans nearly 150 years after the end of that war.
Lovely numbers.
In sports, spring training continues in Peoria, Arizona today as the Mariners get prepared for their season opener on March 31st. Against the California Angels of Anaheim. The Mariners have their first home game on April 8th, also against the Angels. In weather news, it will rain, rain, and then rain some more, with rain and showers continuing through the week and into the weekend. During that time, the lows will be in the mid-40s and the highs in the mid-50s. Traffic conditions are slow on southbound 167 south out of Renton, as well as on I-5 south out of Tukwila. Eastbound I-405 from Auburn is also running slow. And that's the news. For KGRG-FM, I'm Bruno McNasty, and you're not. And remember, if you need violence to enforce your ideas, then your ideas are worthless.
And there we go. That's the news. That was Bruno McNasty here. And up next, we got some more music for you. We're going to have some news here at 5:30. Just stick around for another hour. You know you want to stay around.